SCORE, the nation's largest network of volunteer expert business mentors, is dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals. Since 1964, SCORE has provided education and mentorship to more than 11 million entrepreneurs. SCORE volunteers provide seminars, workshops, and confidential business mentoring services to help small business owners meet their goals and achieve success. SCORE is a nonprofit organization and a resource partner of the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA. Thanks to this generous support from the SBA and because of the selfless contributions of more than 10,000 dedicated volunteers, are able to deliver most of their offerings at no cost. Call your nearest SCORE mentoring office or check out the website to choose a mentor and help you with your small business needs. Visit SCORE.org today. That's SCORE.org. Welcome back to Digital Connections, where we bring in expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and ultimately to create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a business owner and digital marketer. On my way here, I have found amazing resources that have helped my business grow, and they can help your business thrive too, or help you start the business you've always wanted. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing because digital marketing is about connecting people. So my friends, today I want to share with you one of my absolute favorite small business resources. And I am constantly surprised at how many people do not know about this resource, or if they do, they don't fully understand the value that this organization brings. I am talking about SCORE, which is a national organization with members who provide free services and advice to business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. SCORE is a nonprofit organization and a resource partner of the U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA. And because of this partnership and the contributions of over 10,000 dedicated volunteers, they are able to deliver many of their offerings at no cost. SCORE offers webinars and courses on demand, along with a multitude of local online events across the United States. And along with their amazing online library of resources, one of SCORE's most valuable offerings is their mentoring program. Here, entrepreneurs can access free, confidential business mentoring at more than 320 local chapters across the U.S., or remotely via email, phone, and video conferencing. These mentors are dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals. Since 1964, they have provided education and mentoring to more than 11 million entrepreneurs. And it's this mentoring program that we're going to dive a little deeper into today with my guest, Martha Osborne. Martha is a tech-savvy digital marketing project manager with expertise in business management, integrated marketing, retail management, nonprofits, process improvement, and project management strategy. She is also an amazing SCORE mentor, and I should know because I am one of her former mentees. Although I will say that I still see her as my mentor and probably always will. So Martha, welcome to the show.
To be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, absolutely. So tell me, is there one thing that you wish everyone knew about SCORE that you think they may be kind of lacking some knowledge around?
Well, first, the fact that it even exists and that there are so many chapters across the United States. And most mentors, not necessarily all, throughout the pandemic have done their mentoring through using Google Meet and or Zoom. And with that, we can talk to people all over the United States. I know my clients are all over the United States. So that's number one. But the fact that you could be starting up a business, or you have a business and you just need to go in another direction or don't know what comes next, that we can help you with any of those things.
That's awesome. Yeah. And in fact, you're in Plano, Texas, and I am in the Seattle area. And so, you know, it was interesting because I'd actually picked a couple of mentors from the Seattle area that I was going to try to reach out to. And then I came across your profile and I was like, ooh, digital marketing? That's fantastic. And so I was like, all right, I got to give Martha a call. And then I got your first email. And I remember getting that first email and I was like, uh-oh, what have I done? Because you gave me so much to do, which was fantastic. It was actually what I needed, right? But we'll get a little bit further into that as we go along. But so we've talked a bit about this before, but can you share with me how you became a SCORE mentor?
Sure. I've been mentoring people in different ways and shapes ever since I got out of college. It just happens that way. I've kind of always been a Dear Abby, which is a good thing. But as far as specifically SCORE mentoring goes, that I knew that I was doing my own consulting work in digital marketing project management, and I wanted something else to do. I've always wanted to give back to the community. And so I checked out SCORE. A friend of mine mentioned it and I was like, oh yeah, I know what SCORE is. And I did the interview and that was that. So I've been a mentor for about 2 years now.
Okay. All right. Wow. So it was that simple, just like walk through the door and there you are.
Well, I met with the person who was in charge of recruiting mentors and we talked for a length of time. I had to answer some questions. So it was a pretty big interview, long interview, a couple hours worth. And then you have to go through a lot of courses that they have for you to do things, to follow their ethic rules and things like that. And the rest is just learning how they mentor and learning what the area wants in mentoring.
I see. Yeah, I remember you, I had actually thought about doing mentoring at one time when I first started my business. And you filled me in on all the details of what it actually takes to become a mentor and actually to maintain being a mentor for a SCORE. And I was like, okay, I think I'll be waiting a few years before I do that. Because it's a lot. Was there, you know, along those lines, was there anything that kind of surprised you after you became a mentor that you maybe weren't expecting?
No, not really surprised. The big thing was when I first started, it was we only met people in person. We might take someone from somewhere else on the phone, but we didn't really use Zoom or Google Meet or whatnot like we do now. And it was learning what this area, the Dallas metro area, needed the most. And marketing happened to be one of them, digital marketing. And I get some things on project management and a lot of things on business plans or business in general, which is just fine. So learning what I might be asked and what people wanted and who the clientele was, age groups, culture, that kind of thing, makes a difference as to how you mentor someone.
Yeah. So when, as a like new business owner that is looking to grow and I come to SCORE, what does that experience actually look like as I'm coming in through the doors?
That can be different for everyone because it depends on your personality and what your expectations are and what your business knowledge is. But moreover, it depends on what kind of business you have and where you are in your business cycle. Are you just starting it? Like you really haven't done anything with anybody? It's like, where do we go? Mm-hmm. Or have you been in it for 2 or 3 years and it's like, I'm in a slump. What do I do now? Or you're tilting towards maybe different products or whatnot, and I need to know how to swivel towards that. So it depends is the answer.
All right. Okay. And so how long, I mean, I suppose this it's the same answer for this question. how long does a SCORE mentorship usually last?
It does depend. We have what we call one and done, where we talk to someone one time and either the doing it their own business is just not for them, or they just think, well, I've got this after one meeting. Some people, it's years. I've had people for 2 years, all 2 years. I've known mentors that have had them for like 5 years. And again, it depends on what kind of business and where they are when they started. So that all depends. It could be one time. Most of mine have lasted anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. So,
And so that's interesting, like the one and done kind of deal where you come in and you just, is it basically people that are maybe struggling with one thing in particular in their business and they just need some mentoring on that?
You know, usually a lot of times it's someone who just doesn't want to do the work, because we give advice and can suggest resources for you. We can't do it for you. We're not consultants. We're mentors. And that's why we're free. If you want a consultant, you're going to have to pay them. And there are people who just, I've had them say, I'm not doing that. Well, I can't do it for you and I can't make you do it. So they don't come back. Or it could be someone that they only had a question about one particular area and it was easily answered. And it's like, I've got this. But, or it's just someone who decided, I had this happen a couple of times in this year, 2021, where someone finally said to me, you know, I don't think having my own business is the right thing for me. I think I'm going to get a job. In fact, I have someone now that just connected with me, moved to another city in Texas, and is, instead of being a private tutor, she said, I'm taking a job in business development in the tech industry. Can you help me? Well, I happen to mentor outside of SCORE job seekers, so I'm going to be mentoring her in that. So,
oh, perfect. So that's, yeah, I would imagine that it can probably be overwhelming for people, which is, you know, when they really understand what it takes to open your own business and to, I know just for a lot of people, just looking at a business plan scares them to death, right? In fact, SCORE actually offers courses. You can go and take a, in fact, with the program that I was with, that I was in, I was required to take one of those classes, which it was a fantastic course. I mean, it's so detailed. It brings you through all of what you need to do to answer some of these questions that you just sort of stare at blankly when you first get it. You know, you're like, what do I even put there? You know, but it's really nice to have that course available.
Or even mentors are required, especially when you start, to go to X amount per year. So of the workshops, they were workshops when they're in person. Right now, they're all webinars for most places. But yeah, it's good. In fact, I've even taken the one on business plans. That's one of the ones I chose, just to see what people said, the questions they asked, and how the person that was giving it, how they acted and reacted.
Yeah. And I think that was another, so getting back to the email that I got from you originally, I took that when I, because you asked for my business plan, and I actually, you know, I hadn't even opened my business yet when I first met with you. I didn't really have a full business plan either at that point. And I said, and I wrote you back and I was like, well, here's the pieces I have. And you're like, that's okay. That's actually more than a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. So it's all right. And that was another piece that I liked about SCORE, was being able to come in and not know everything, right? I mean, I suppose that's why you go get mentoring. I felt like I was just in the dark on so many things. And that was what SCORE gave me, was the ability to understand the small pieces that nobody else explains to you.
And it's important. I tell my clients, and you've heard me say this, that you have to know enough about all areas of your business to be confident and to be dangerous in each area of the business. You may not be the expert in that area. Maybe somebody who doesn't know a thing about digital marketing, and they know enough to be dangerous so that if they hire someone to help them, that they know what they're doing right or wrong. Otherwise, you can get scammed.
Absolutely.
Doing it that way. So if nothing else, it can give you confidence to teach yourself what you don't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just ran into a situation like that. A gal was building a website, and she built it on, it was an e-commerce site on Wix. And she's a growing business, and it just probably was not the best solution that she could have gotten, right? But she had no way of knowing that, you know, and she wasn't asking the right questions necessarily either, right? And I think that's where SCORE can help you so much. Because just in taking one of their free webinars, an hour-long webinar, you can get so much information that then helps you go out to hire the right expert and to know what you're looking for, like you said. You know, I think it's wonderful.
And going back to Wix, yeah, it depends on what kind of business you're starting as to whether you use Shopify or Wix or whatever. But another thing that I suggest to people is before you take any action in your business, ask yourself why before you take that action. Because if you don't know why you're doing it, then you probably shouldn't do it at all. Because there has to be a reason behind it. And thus, some kind of business plan. You know, I'm doing this because, is it taking you towards where you want your business to go? If not, then don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So then, you know, I know that it's different for everyone, but, you know, what does someone, you know, when they come in, what can they, if they go through the entire experience of having a mentor, what do they leave with? I mean, what do they get when they walk out the door? Or when do they walk out the door, I guess, you know?
Well, that kind of goes back to a former question. It does depend. I know you're tired of hearing me say that, but it depends on the person and their business and what they wanted to begin with. Mm-hmm. But self-confidence hopefully is one of them. If nothing else, I tell people all the time, besides the ask why, you've got to teach yourself the things you don't know. You've got to be a consistent learner with taking webinars, reading articles daily, networking like crazy, especially on LinkedIn at this point in time, so that you learn, you have a good network you can go to if you have questions. So learning how to find out what you don't know and to learn it, not just read about it, but to learn it. I had someone, at this point is probably about a month ago, I'd met with them one time and they said they had, I tell people that you have 4 action items that you have to do before we meet again. That's usually about a month before I see someone again because they need time to get things done. And this person said she had questions about her 4 action items and you choose the action items. Well, I have input, but you choose the action items. And when we got to it, so what are your questions? I don't have any. And then we kept going and there was something about in regards to her website and her marketing that she changed some things on her website and we had discussed it the first time we talked and she'd done nothing about it. And it'd been a month and she told me, you didn't explain it right. I said, well, it's your responsibility to ask questions and to not just read what I send you in a summary at the end and look up those links, but to learn what it is. So it depends on the person. You get out just like anything, if any kind of course that you take or any kind of meeting you have with someone, you get out of it what you put into it.
But I think you're absolutely right. It's one of the huge things that you have to expect. And I think with any mentoring relationship, you have to acknowledge the fact that you're there to learn. It isn't someone who's going to do the things for you or to build your business. They're helping you to understand what it is that you need to do. In fact, I think, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I got from SCORE was that sense of, I guess, accountability because, you know, I didn't necessarily have that as an independent business owner. I didn't have a full team yet. And I was also just starting to build out my networks. And plus, it's a lot different when you're working for somebody else. You know, when you've got a boss and you've got, you know, your review is coming in a few months, you know, it's a lot different. But I think being able to check in with you and then you not only helped me figure out what I was doing right, but you also were there to point out, well, this may not be working out so well for you, you know, or maybe you need to stop doing that. And that in itself was a huge value. value to me. But when you are in your mentorships, is there something that you see that kind of stands out that business owners either need to start or stop doing?
Taking responsibility. I tell every person that you need to be proactive, you need to be professional, so learn like business best practices. And you need to be responsible and you need to be respectful towards other people, because you're going to be interacting with everything, vendors, mentors, whatever the case may be. And you have to show your best side, but you have to, in all parts of your business, learn the best practices. And having a business is not necessarily about what you want. It's what your customers want. So you have to learn your customers. You have to get to know them. You have to make them your family. And it's what you've got to listen to them. And it's what they want, not what you want, that makes a difference. And there are a lot of people going, no, no, this is what I want to do. Well, then fine, your business isn't going to do very well. And that's the purpose of a business plan, no matter how small it is. And you don't have to have hundreds of pages, even 10 pages is usually too much. But it's a roadmap to keep you on the right road to make your business work. And it's a living document. So it's meant to be changed as your business changes, as external things like having a pandemic change. And so plan A isn't working, and you switch to plan B, to plan C, et cetera.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you hit on one really big element of this, which is, you know, it is that responsibility piece of it, but it's also who is your customer. And that's something that we talk about a lot on this show, because I watch it all the time in digital marketing, where people will come to me and they'll say, you know, yeah, I want to build this website. I want to do this. I want to do that. But nowhere in there have they even really sat down ever in their business to think about who their customer really is, because they think it's just like this automatic thing. You know, somebody goes to sell a product, they go to open a business, and they think they know exactly who they're selling to. But until you start thinking about it, until you start connecting with them, until you start getting to that point in a relationship, you really don't. And there's so much to be learned, and there is so much to be gained by making that part of what you do, just from a digital marketing standpoint, let alone for your company at large.
Well, any kind of sales or marketing, which is part of any business. And the marketing actually comes before in tandem with the sales, but you've got to know your target audiences. And I won't go into that, that we could be here forever for that between the two of us. But that's the exact same thing we're talking about, is you have to know, and there's no such thing as one target audience. You've got all different sectors to it, and you have to know which each sector wants from you. What are the products that they want? What are the services they want? Whatever it is that you're doing.
Well, so I think that we've kind of hit on all the major points that come with a mentorship. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know about SCORE mentoring?
Well, I think any mentoring, but SCORE mentoring in particular, one, make sure wherever you live, there's a SCORE mentor office somewhere near you. So look it up online. The headquarters for SCORE is Washington, D.C. You can go to their website, or each SCORE mentoring location has their own website. And so you can look on national website and choose someone yourself, or you can go to a local one and ask whoever, like the office manager is, I'm looking for someone to help me with this, and they will choose someone that matches with you. So that's one thing. It's not just just put your finger on somebody and that's who you get. Second is you have to put the work into it. If you're not going to do the work, don't bother. And I tell people all the time, if you ask anybody for advice, no matter what it is, if you don't take action on it, then you wasted your time and their time. So make sure you take the responsibility to ask the questions you need and to take the action you need to move your business forward. And they're probably some of the biggest things that people need to remember and constantly do. And you have got to have time management, and you've got to be able to manage your products, but you also have to know, and this is part of your business plan, your financials, because the number one reason most businesses fail, 60% of them fail in the first 2 years, and another 40 to 50%, depending on what you're looking at 5 years, is because they don't have enough money backing up. A lot of people go into it and then they're going, oh, where can I get money? Well, most lenders, regular banks and whatnot, don't give loans until you've got 2 years under your belt and you can prove through different financial programs how good of a business person you are. And most people are stunned that they can't just go somewhere and immediately get a loan. I want this kind of money. So you need to check things out, and thus the business plan, before you really start a business, to know what you're getting into and how it really works.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things that has really surprised me about SCORE is how detailed they can get into some of these things. So if you don't feel like you are comfortable doing your own finances for your business, if you don't feel like you understand even the basics of QuickBooks, for example, they have all sorts of amazing courses on all of this. It's just fantastic.
That's true. Some are free. Most of them, at least the ones at Dallas SCORE, are for pay, but it's not a huge thing. Some of them are multi-times. So it all depends upon what you need and want. And again, National SCORE has some of their own that locals don't have. So you need to look. Again, you need to teach yourself what you don't know.
You know, and one of the other surprising things to me was the unemployment program, at least here in Washington State, what they offer is they offer a self-employment starter program, basically. And so while you're on unemployment, you can actually go and start your own business, and they kind of help you out with making sure that you're covered on the end of, you know, you don't have to go and necessarily look for a job because they're building up your new business. And they will actually, SCORE is a partner in that program. And so they actually help back that up, which I thought was just fantastic, you know.
That is, and that probably depends on the state. And another thing every business owner needs to know, that when you get to a certain point where you're sure you're going to do this and like this is the thing you're going to do, at some point in time, you need to register within your state your business formation. And that can be different in each state. So you should look that up before you really get started to know if you're dealing with food, you're going to have all kinds of license and health inspections and that kind of thing. Or if you're selling, you need a license to sell in some states, or it might be all states. It just depends. So you need to check those things out so that you don't get yourself in trouble with your taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing you really don't want to mess with.
No, don't mess with that.
All right, Martha, what do you think? Have we shared everything that we need to share today?
Pretty much. You're the boss.
All right. Well, Martha, thank you so much for coming by the show, but especially thanks for what you do for SCORE. You know, for me, as I said, it's, you know, it's just such a valuable resource, and I hope that our conversation actually leads more people to take advantage of this, because it's awesome. Yeah.
And and again, you can look at score.org, which is the website, or wherever you are, like Dallas is dallas.score.org.
Perfect. Thanks, Martha.
Good to see you.
Before we take off today, I want to leave our listeners with our digital marketing tip of the day. And since we're talking about SCORE, I wanted our tip to provide you with a quick way to try out one of their free webinars. So I created a tiny URL for you. This URL will bring you to a simple recipe for social media success. It's a great 1 hour webinar chock full of valuable information, and it is just a small sample of what's available from score.org. That URL is tinyurl.com/scores/simple-social. Once again, that's https://www.tinyurl.com/scores/simple-social. And I'll say it one more time, tinyurl.com/scoresimplesocial. All right. A huge thank you to my guest today, SCORE mentor and digital marketing project manager extraordinaire, Martha Osborne. Please make sure to follow us, subscribe, and like us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows along with contact information for me and all of our guests on our website at digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another amazing digital connection for your business.
Would you like more return and tangible results from your marketing efforts without long-term contracts? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with us, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI expert, but we help you develop a strategy based on the digital experience of our global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results. Find us at WSIworld.com or call 800-985-9567. Again, that's 800-985-9567. WSI. We simplify the internet.